Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's poppin'? Watson, what's good?
What's good, my G? What's poppin'?
Let's try to get 2 segments in and a half an hour, my dude. First off, Joe Budden, our guy, friend of the show, the homie right there. Is this a power move? Would you call this? What's going on with Joe, Rory, and Maul, and those guys?
I think this is a power move beyond a power move. Spotify is an international streaming service. Joe Budden now is, he's going to be everywhere. And I think this is a power move. And the reason why this is a power move, because we never knew, he always knew what his worth was when he was talking about everyday
right.
struggle. And obviously, he knew his worth more than anybody else. He left Everyday Struggle, and it looks like he's doing bigger and better things. I mean, he in a sense, becomes the go-to voice of the
wow.
hip-hop culture.
I didn't even think about that.
And
wow.
Here's why. You know the Breakfast Club don't know nothing about hip-hop. You can't even talk to them about hip-hop because they actually don't know anything.
Man, bombshell. Blah!
You think if Royce da 5'9" speak to Joe Budden, Joe Budden's not going to know that Royce has had mixtapes before? That he's had music after the second Sword House album? Same with Andy Martinez. I haven't seen you, Royce, since the Slaughterhouse. Have you been doing anything, Royce? Royce was like, well, yeah, I put out like 3 albums since then. That's me nitpicking. In terms of this, the fact that it shows you that there is a segment in the hip-hop culture that wants to hear his opinion on hip-hop-related
yes.
topics. And
why is that, though?
Why
is that? Because a guy like Joe, who wasn't really successful musically, sales-wise, if you want to go there, you and I are fans because we enjoy his music and enjoy his bars. You know what I'm saying? Let's be real, my nigga. We was Budden supporters before he decided to quit hip-hop. And now this is this. He said it today on his podcast. I guess when he lost his deal, when he left his deal, or decided to stop rapping, he didn't know what the fuck he was gonna do. And for him to, you know, my nigga, he was the head controller of fucking Everyday Struggle. That nigga said he was taking that shit everywhere, trying to shop that shit. You know what I mean? So, isn't it weird that Joe Budden right now is getting more love now in 2018 than he did 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009? It's kind of wild.
Well, not to me, because me being a hip-hop head, when he came out with Music 2, it shook my hip-hop foundation. Like, I just wasn't...
You be trying to shit on Mood Music 1, my nigga. You be trying to shit on Mood Music 1. Don't do that, bro.
Mood Music 1 was a compilation of all his freestyles. Anybody who tries to acknowledge Mood Music 1 as a body playing themselves.
That's what Joyce on
Mood Music 2, Mood Music 2 had a lot of dope stuff on it, but it was a compilation of all his mixtape stuff put on one mixtape. But like I said, when I heard Mood Music 2, I was like, so my point is this. Joe Budden has impacted my hip-hop life as a MC, okay?
Facts.
Like a major impact on my life as an MC. This, I never would have seen this. Let's be real, man. I am a selfish hip-hop fan. I never wanted Slaughterhouse to break up. And
I was more of a Budden fan than a Slaughterhouse fan, though. No shade to those brothers, but I like Crooked.
Well,
Crooked is my nigga. That's fam right there. You know what I'm saying? Royce goes a funny star shit. Whatever.
Every individual member of Slaughterhouse I love. I love when they came together as a group. And I'm just talking about me personally. I hated
right.
that they broke up. Because as just a fan of MCing and hip-hop, to see 4 ill MCs come together, I loved it. But... Joe now has found his lane. And he's found his lane that when he says something, man, it shakes up.
It sticks.
The industry.
It sticks. Yeah.
And that's pretty amazing. I like Maul and Rory that they can disagree with him and they can defend their point of view. Whereas when he was with Ak, because Ak knows literally nothing about anything
Yo, hold on. He told this story about academics that he told academics, yo, just follow me and we're gonna do a podcast together and shit. I know Joe must have been looking like this snot nosed nigga turning down opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had other moves for him to act, but Act ain't want to, you know.
But listen,
like Jay-Z said, Dane could have made more, but he ain't signed. Like, Jazz could have made more, but he ain't signed his contract. Like, I guess, you know, I don't know. I'm looking forward to this shit called The Culture. What's it called? The Culture? It's coming on twice a week. That's dope.
State of the Culture. State of the Culture.
State of the Culture.
I think that's dope. It's going to be interesting to see, because hip-hop culture is a now culture. So what's going on now, I hope there's a voice that can articulate today's hip-hop. Even though you don't like it and you don't listen to it and you don't want to acknowledge it.
Oh, God, here we go. You have to
acknowledge its existence. For example, Joe Budden will talk about Travis Scott. You don't like Travis Scott. You hate Travis Scott.
No,
but you will talk about it. Right?
Shout out to you and Joe on that.
Everybody in hip-hop.
Hey, hold on. Sidebar. Yo, Joe, before you do your big and you know, you make your move here, don't forget about the small people here, me and Watson. Come rock out with us one last time, my G. Yeah, man, let's throw that out there.
So I think Joe Budden's making a power move, man, and it's a power move, man. We've been following him since he was doing Envy and Miss Info shows in 2004.
So he's always
been doing this. You know, he did that while he was battling G-Unit. I remember that.
One of the first rappers to do a YouTube shit and put his life out there when he was dating, what's her name, Tahereh and all that. You know what I mean? Like, that nigga was out there doing that YouTube shit. You know, his little
Joe
fucking
Budden
love of hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Joe Budden took his introspection and his lyrics and transferred it to who he is. He is straight no chaser with how he feels. Prime example,
right,
when he said how he felt about Eminem, and it caused it reverberated through the industry. It's going to be interesting to see if.
I don't be thinking Joe be liking some of the artists he be talking about, though, man. I'm sorry, Joe. I got to poke you right now. Pause. You don't be liking some of the niggas you be talking about. I don't believe that shit. I'm going to come
so
put Watson voice.
You like Travis Scott?
You being disingenuous
like
in Watson voice.
No, you don't think he likes Travis Scott? No, why not?
I'm not buying that. This is the same nigga who made a song called Who Killed Hip Hop. Come on, son.
So let me ask you this question.
That nigga really tried to quit playing Travis Scott. Fuck out of here.
I bought every PM Dawn album. Does that PM Dawn, the same group that KRS bum rushed on the
But
does that take
I want PM Dawn too, though, but come on, my nigga.
That take away my hip-hop because I like PM Dawn, and they made
I like PM Dawn music way more than Travis Scott. I'll tell you that.
My point is, they were making MTV commercial singing hip-hop. Don't tell me they didn't make singing hip-hop. My man sang a song called I Die Without You. He sang
I love that song.
A love ballad.
And that shit came on Boomerang, man. Somebody cut the onions in the room.
But my point is, he sang and he did love ballads. So what's different? Why can PM Dawn exist in 92 when Gangsta comes?
I just like PM Dawn. I don't give a fuck with Travis Scott, man. I don't want to talk about Travis Scott, man.
No,
fuck out of here, that nigga, man.
No, but my point is, it's part of today's culture. The man has the number one album in the country for the second week in a row. You have to talk about
My nigga, I'm not expecting Joe Budden to talk about 90s and early hip-hop like we do up here. Relax. I'm not expecting him to do that, bro.
No. My point is, I'm saying, if me and you were doing a show in 1992, we're going to talk PM Dawn. And we're going to talk Gangsta.
Not heavy, though. Not heavy.
And yeah, it's going to be heavy. We're going to talk about
this thing acting like we're going to have a PMD segment for like 30 minutes.
We're going to talk about Neek the Exotic and Lars Professor on Fake in the Funk. We're going to talk about this MC we never heard of, rhyming with Dre on Deep Cover, and then we're going to say, what's the number one album on Billboard this week? Oh, PM Dawn. Those guys. And that's
what I'm not hopping on that shit.
Wait a minute. That's the state of the culture in 1992. So if you talk about the state of the culture right now, 2018, you got to talk about Travis Scott.
Let me ask you this, because we're talking about Joe Wright for a second. Do you think they should still have the same show at Parks Crib? Or because it has that feel that they did it before. They put like when they do their live shows, it's a different feel than when they're in Park's living room or his basement, whatever that shit is. It's a different feel, you know what I mean? Than when they do the live shows and shit, when they go to City to City.
I listen to his podcast. I don't watch it. I listen to it. So like I'll download
I audio and I watch it, my nigga.
Right. So I listen
like today,
to
like today I watch it today. The audio's today, and then tomorrow the fucking podcast will drop tomorrow.
And like people who listen to this, they hear us, they listen to us. So I come from that. I don't need to look
okay,
at you.
My nigga. I'm trying to watch this shit,
Paul.
Oh, nigga, yo, knock it the fuck off. Shut up.
Never,
you have to watch this the fuck
that's
up, man.
You doing?
Shut
that's
up,
you
man.
Doing? You looking at some dudes? You, that's what you doing?
My nigga, if you don't knock it the fuck off, man.
I'm on it. This is Dipset all day, every day.
All right, five. Gotcha.
No, but right. For real, this is a power move for Joe Budden, man. And I think.
Word. Shout out to Joe, man.
Here's what I think. I think hip hop needs this because you know me and you say hip hop media is dead. And the reason why I like it
right.
is because at least he'll talk about stuff that he knows about. And then the stuff we don't like what he says, we will bomb him on this show.
That's a fact, Joe. That's a fact. But yo, shout out Joe Budden, though, man, for real. We just want to send him his kudos on his power move and shit. I think that's September 12th. If memory serves me right, I think that's the day that state of the culture pops off. All right, my G. Let's talk this right quick, man. The battle rap world has been lit since Murder Mook and Mr. Showtime A-Verb decided to get it popping. Watson, there's a lot of polls going on here. How do you feel about polls, sir? Let me get your opinion about polls. When people put polls out and try to get the pulse of the people, how much merit does that hold in battle rap?
I love it. It holds a lot of merit. It holds a lot of merit. I love polls. I love polls. Polls get your pulse immediately. It gives you that feel. So as soon as everybody watches something, they can immediately give their reaction how they feel about it. I'm always been a supporter of polls.
All right. So the polls, from every poll that I've seen four polls, right? Rap Grid had one. Some other niggas had Sun God had one. And a couple other niggas had one I see floating around social media, right? So, of course, you know, I'm going to put my ballot in, of course, me being that guy. And every poll I've seen, a large margin of people have an A-Verb beating Murder Mook. Now, fast forward to Champion when A-Verb was there last week around this time, and Tech N9ne and him had a back and forth. I thought Tech N9ne was, you know, he was poking him, pause. He was coming at Verb. I like that. I like when niggas come at niggas. I didn't have a problem with that. He told A-Verb in his face that he's not going to win a round, Watson, against Murder Mook. He said, basically, Verb is washed up, so to speak. Fast forward now, you and I felt A-Verb won. A large percentage of a lot of people felt A-Verb won this battle. They do Champion and Tech N9ne and Jazz the Rapper. They do a segment with Jay Black and that they're going over the bars. And I don't even know where to begin at, Watson, because for this nigga Tech N9ne to sit up there and said he's acting like Myrtle Mook is the king of schemes and that he downplayed Chilla Jones' schemes to pump up Myrtle Mook with the schemes, my nigga. What do you think about this? Let's talk about that right quick. What do you think about that?
That was Tech N9ne disgraced himself. He absolutely disgraced himself where you lose a lot of respect for him for saying that. A lot of respect. One thing about Chilla Jones is Chilla Jones is a complex writer. He calls himself King Pen. He used to call himself Stay Scheming as one of his Twitter handles. The thing about Chilla Jones is he has intricate penmanship that is detailed, that is ill, double meanings, double entendres, everything. That's what we come to expect. Me and you just did a battle with him and Ayn Solomon. And this is just lyricism and wordplay. That is
my nigga. You see how he's acting with the bars? You see both them niggas? How he's like, Jesus Lord.
It is a standard Chilla Jones battle. Is rewind. Did you catch that? Did you catch a double meaning? It's ill. How does he think this? It was shameful that Tech N9ne dismissed Chilla Jones like Chilla Jones is a novice. Like Chilla Jones ain't been doing this. Like Chilla Jones is not one of the all-time greats at scheming. And it was disappointing. And for Jazz to sit up there, Jazz,
who stood in Harlem and watched live Killer Jones versus JC.
And Myrtle Mook and Mickey Fax wasn't in attendance, Watson.
Listen, that began the jazz phase. You know what I'm saying? Mickey Fax was there. Mook was on and on.
Fax, nigga.
So one of the things I like that Jay Black did was Jay Black was like, what about Tiller Jones? And all Tech Man had to do was say, yo, Tiller Jones is mad crazy with this game. I'm not taking nothing away from Tiller Jones.
Exactly.
Just keep highlighting how you like Mook schemes, but you downplay. I was like, he can't fuck with Murder Mook. Now you
that's crazy.
If you get people to go listen to Chilla Jones schemes from all his different battles, it will embarrass Murder Mook. He's
no, but wait a minute. This is what I'm pissed off watching. I'm going to cut you off. Chilla Jones got flack for being scheming. Mad nigga battle him. Or scheme.
Yeah.
So Mook schemes, and it's like the greatest thing in the world now. Oh my God, his schemes are back.
I'll give you a better example. Chilla was battling B Magic on a Smack card, and you can watch it on YouTube. A guy in the crowd yells out, and you can hear it. You make me think too hard. He yells it out, and you can hear it. And everybody started laughing. Chilla Jones used to get flack, but it was like, yo, you need to dumb it down some. Remember that? Remember when that was the talk?
Facts.
That he was all heavy, scheming? You remember when that was the talk? So now...
Brian, when he battled DNA, niggas was mad about that shit. I don't want to hop on Chilla too long, but go ahead.
But my point is, that is now they're trying to say, oh, you got to watch Mook, you got to watch it again. You got to watch it again, you got to watch it again. We watched it, and we watched it again, and we watched it again. What exactly are we missing? What scheme are we not understanding? You know what I'm saying? So to me, Tech N9ne insulted the intelligence of hardcore day one battle rap fans.
Yo, and why is Tech N9ne talking about he Verb did better than he expected? Like, what does that mean, bro? Like, I mean, I understand Verb and Shaky for a while, but I haven't beat him twerk. I haven't beat him winning a couple battles. He's not been the same Verb that we've known for years ago, but
how has he been shaky for a while when you gave him you got him beating B Dot and you got him beating
the past day battle though. Yeah, but the past day battle was the last battle, so that's the last image people had of Verb.
But that's not the last image I have of him. We're gonna take his body of work over the past 2 years. What are you gonna say the past day battle happened, the gyms battle happened? Counter that. The beat out battle happened.
If he surprised Verb won the battle, but he's not even trying to get Verb the win anyway. And then watch Tech N9ne, a Philly nigga, just sit there and slurp Myrtle Mook. My nigga, that was quite disgusting, my nigga. I'm going to keep it tall. It really was, bro. It really was. I mean, he's acting like he shocked Verb. He's rocking his shirt, you know, Mook 2-1. And that's wild OD. You know what I'm saying? That was just wild OD and Jazz. You out there blowing candles and all that. You can't, man, let me not even get into that. Jazz, I hated your fucking your pajama shirt either, man. It's like a fucking Christmas knit that my grandmother made back in 85. I don't know what the hell was going on with that. But I think Tech N9ne is doing this nigga a disservice, Watson. Let me tell you why. By him doing this, he's making niggas dislike Mook. You do know that, right? Because of the way he's acting?
Yes, I do know that. But I also know that he's going to make people go back and look at Chilla's schemes and bring up schemes that are better and more intricate. Like, that's what he makes me want to do. Like, I really want to say, yo, remember this battle when Chilla was battling Prep? How he did that scheme, just set it off, and then they booked me in the venue and the whole crowd went crazy? Like, this is what he does. Do you remember the schemes he was doing against quantum physics? Yo! Yo, like, come on. So
Jazz talking about his pen game is impeccable, but she couldn't note a couple of rhymes in part one and part two. She had to ask Tech N9ne, what did that mean, guys? I didn't know what that meant. These niggas had to break that shit down for her. Like, how's this game? Yeah, what are you talking about? Why are they acting like the shit Mook was writing was some shit we've never heard before? This nigga Tech N9ne was going crazy over fucking alcohol scheme. Like, the alcohol, not alcohol scheme, the line. The alcoholic line. alcoholic.
I know.
Nigga, what the fuck
I
is
know.
Going on, Watson?
And here's the thing. Something could be dope. Something could be ill, that Mook said, right? It's never been heard before in battle rap. And it's the most amazing thing we've ever heard in battle rap. We've heard intricacy. We've heard penmanship. Like, look, man, I don't want to become a hip-hop nerd to you guys.
Right.
But there's a guy by the name of Strange the Wordplay King. He used to do battles on 400 Block. You remember 400? You know 400 Block. Remember they battles with Hazzy and all of them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He got some intricacy and lyricism that is mind-boggling stuff. Like, I've heard insane wordplay, insane schemes, insane lyricism that in this Mook battle, I didn't hear anything that just blew my mind. Did he say some
Tell you this, Watson. Niggas think I hate Mook. But, my nigga, I'm quick to say Mook had lines. I'm not going to ever say that Mook had lines. But I'm just saying this. If you're Murder Mook, in my opinion, the way this nigga acts, you shouldn't have just okay lines. You shouldn't have to talk about perm and lesbian shit because you're Murder Mook. Like, to me, you should be thinking out the box, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Tech N9ne talking about let me ask you a question. Niggas got Tay Rock caught a lot of people got on Tay Rock about the Denani line. People got on fucking Surf about the fucking earning ash. But I'm watching Champion and Tech N9ne sucking and chucking and jiving, cooning about fucking schemes. Like, it's okay for Mook to scheme? I mean, not Mook to reach? Like, niggas had a conversation. It was cool to reach now? It's cool? When niggas shitted on Dot? Let's bring Dot back then, Watson. Fuck that. If niggas can reach and it's all good, bring Dot back. Bring Dot back, man. Fuck it. We might as well, bro. We might as well. You know what I mean? Another thing, Tech N9ne, what are you talking about that people hate Murder Mook more in New York than Verb? Are you buying that, my nigga?
That's absolutely not true. That crowd in there was going bonkers for Mook. They loved Mook there, right? The crowd was giving him a lot of leeway to say what he had to say. You know?
They booed him, though. He got booed.
Yeah, but so did Verb. Verb got a little hisses at some of the stuff they didn't like, but they...
But that's going to be... But we're not surprised Verb gets booed. He's in New York City, New York... You know what I'm saying? I'm not... We've seen Verb get booed before. Mook should not be getting booed, my nigga. If you're the god and the goat...
Let me tell you where Tech N9ne ruined his credibility on this battle. His face-off with Verb. He already made it clear that there was nothing Verb could do to win. He made it clear. You saw. You saw when Verb was on Champion. How Tech N9ne literally was acting like he was going to battle Verb. That's how animated he was. And he set it off. Verb did better than I thought. Mook 2-1. You were already compromised. You couldn't go into that battle with open eyes. All Mook had to do was rap, and Mook won in your eyes. That's it. There was nothing Mook could do to lose this battle. There was literally nothing Mook could do to lose this battle. You know? And
this thing you're talking about, who that fans want to control Murder Mook, and you guys can't control him. Who the fuck wants to control a battle rapper first off? The fuck are you talking about? Control him. How are we trying to control? Are you trying to control Mook, my nigga?
Here's the thing, Mook. Mook, do what Iron Solomon did. If you back, come back, and just go in that one. Battle the best.
I don't think he can battle twice a year, my nigga. I don't think he got him to battle twice, two, three times a year like the other niggas. And that's why I always salute the other battle rappers. And let me tell you something, motherfucking Source Magazine. How dare you niggas? How dare you niggas? You have a fucking. First of all, salute y'all for supporting the culture. But when I'm looking at that shit, my nigga, the names they got on the front, they got Murder Mook's name. Pat Stage's name, King Los's name. Why isn't Verb's name not on there, Watson? Why isn't Verb's name on there?
I humbly have an open invitation to the person who wrote that article in the Source to come onto this show and tell us how you feel about battle rap. Tell us, give us your what it is about battle rap you like. And because me
And three, would love to talk to you from The Source magazine. You said Pat Stay.
Yo, and what's
King
that fat ass nigga who's on Twitter? Shaheem, what's his name? Shaheem,
Shaheem Reed.
My nigga, if you don't shut the fuck up, you talking about Mook 130. Shut the fuck up, nigga, because I saw you outside walking with Mook on 15 Minutes of Fame when Hip Hop Is Real, one of them shits. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
I'm someone who is a fanatical representer of Brooklyn, BK to the fullest. I had to do a show with you where I had to acknowledge that West Coast dudes are doing battle rap better. I like them. I have favorite West Coast battle rappers better than New York battle rappers, Brooklyn battle rappers. Shaheem Reed, because you from Harlem. Mickey Fax from the Bronx, Uptown. That's a Brooklyn, that's a New York thing when you say Uptown, because sometimes you combine Harlem and the South Bronx as all of it is Uptown, or whatever that means. Y'all are really so happy that Mook jumped back into the ring that y'all were just like, oh, it was just 3-0. He just won. Oh, my God. I'll take it a step further, Shaheem Reed. You're not into battle rap, Shaheem Reed. I bet that in a second. Come on this show. I know you're not into battle rap. Because the only thing you can talk to us about is Smack DVD battles. And guess what? We know more about Smack DVD battles than you, Shaheem Reed.
And Watson, let me tell you what fucking made me cringe also. When Tech N9ne said Mook deserves special treatment. My nigga, do you understand? I almost kicked the fucking TV down. Why does Mook deserve special treatment, Watson? A nigga that battles once every 4 years. Now, I had a nigga tell me, well, three, every battle rapper gets special treatment. Well, you know what? The niggas that's in the field, in my opinion, should get more special treatment than that nigga. If we throw in up the fucking special treatment bag, it should go to the other niggas that's out here. Why is Tech N9ne saying Mook should get a fucking special treatment, Watson?
I have no idea. That's why I said he was compromised. You know, you're trying to put special rules when Mook does it. I mean, there's a way you can celebrate a rapper who wins. Let the bars speak for themselves. You know when me and you break down bars and we talk about why the bar means something to us? We don't dismiss another ill MC because the current guy we're talking about is saying some ill stuff. He literally basically said the battle rap community does not count. Only murder counts.
Hey,
and when Mook
he said the polls don't count. He don't care about the polls. He clearly said that.
Now, one of the things Mook said to me that to me was one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life was that street niggas don't do polls.
Oh.
The streets give up to me. That might have been the worst thing I've ever heard discussing battle rap or hip-hop culture. I don't even know what that means when you just say the streets. One thing you're trying to say, the streets don't have a cell phone? They're not on social media? The streets ain't on social media? Because if anybody from the street has a phone, he's on social media.
Mook,
so
you ain't even street, my nigga. Now get the fuck off, man. You a family nigga, man. Put some money in your podcast, nigga. Fuck you talking about, man? You might as well put Tech N9ne on there. Tech N9ne, was you trying to fucking get a spot on this fucking on a podcast, my nigga? Because that my Tech N9ne, you can't be doing that shit, my nigga. You can't be on one of the biggest platforms of battle rap spewing that bullshit, man. You can't do that. You ain't one of these. Come on, son. You can't do that, bro. And blackface spoke volumes, in my opinion. It spoke volumes, my nigga. Volumes. It spoke volumes, bro.
Jack, he's a genius.
He's a genius? That was genius work to you, Watson? Was that genius material? Even if you felt Mook won, was that genius material?
No. No.
And then Jazz fronting up there talking about she never know A-Verb Showtime. You buying that too, my nigga? She don't know
no.
Verb Showtime?
No,
Damn,
not
you don't
buying
stop
that
shit, man. Since you popped your
not
chair, you been on some
it.
Bullshit, Jazz. Stop that shit, man. Stop that shit. You don't know. You go to every fucking event, Jazz. And you, Jazz, how you at every event and you hear rhymes all throughout the years? Because Mook, and I see what you're trying to do, compare yourself to Murder Mook. Jazz, stop that. Stop that. Stop that bullshit, Jazz. Stop that bullshit, man. We ain't playing that over here, man. Tech N9ne, you're doing a disservice to your man. You're doing a disservice to your man. Mickey Fax, are you must have heard that material the way you acting too, bro. For real.
That shit crazy, man. That's what it is, man. Take us home, my G.
PSA Hip Hop, the home of Harlem's own Nino Man.
Oh, God. Is that all you've been playing all day, you told me, right?
All day. Nino Man.
Is that a specific mixtape? Is it a specific mixtape? What are you doing here?
No. Do is put his name on YouTube and all the stuff, and all the stuff that comes up is fire. All of it.
Oh, he's like large amounts. Like he's gonna be on D Block and just be chilling on the bench working.
Don't try to slip a large amount. Like I don't know about large amount when he's running with D Block. Oh, Bucky. No. Like, I don't know.
Let's not talk about Bucky. Let's not talk about Bucky. No, I'm good with that. Large Amount was actually nice. I fuck with Large Amount, though. Large Amount got a joint that I used to fuck heavy.
Yeah.
I fuck with Large Amount.
He had a couple of mixtapes that I was really playing.
Yeah. Facts. But D-Block don't really do good with artists on their label. That's neither here nor there, man. Haja Hood. You know what I mean? That's what it is, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. Fuck with your boys. You already know what it is, man.